the Mishnayos in Chala and in Menaches and in Psachim follow the opinion of the Chachamim of Rabbi Chaim Nuri that there are Chameshis Minei Dovah. There's wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt. Those are the correct identifications. So Rabbi Chaim Nuri experimented, Yerushalmi Chala says they experimented and they saw the reaction, and Rabbi Chaim Nuri felt that that was sufficient. The reaction of the Orez is sufficient to be labeled as Chimutz, and the Chacham said it's not enough that's labeled as Sircha. So Rabbi Chaim Nuri is of the opinion that the more than Chameshis Minidog and Hiyadzan Orez, should we say that Orez V'Dochen always go together or not? So some of the Rishonim say Rabbi Chaim Nuri only says on Orez. He never says on Dochen. He says, Orez min dogem v'chayov ma'chumutze kores ha'aniyot z'decha v'asa v'pesach. To say that there's kores, that if you eat it b'shoigeg y'chayv chatos, and to say that y'yot z'decha v'asa v'pesach, you have to be certain. So he holds that that's vadai. Maybe the Dochen, he's mesupen. But the Orez, he's pretty sure. We don't accept Rabbi Chaim Nuri's opinion, so often the whole debate is irrelevant, but it's not exactly so. The Gemara on this daf says, even though we don't accept Rabbi Chaim Nuri's opinion, he holds that you say Hamoitzi on Oiris bread, and you say Birchas HaMazon, you wash until it's Yadayim, you say Mezoinus on Alamichya if you have some kind of a rice pudding or something. So the Gemara says, a little bit like Rabbi Chaim Nuri, we do accept. When you eat Oiris that was cooked, if you eat raw Oiris, you probably say Bar Pri Hadoma, unless it's abnormal, then you say Shehakol. Like Hakoisa says Hachito, you say Bar Pri Hadoma. But if you eat cooked Oiris, and it's soft, that's what the Rishonim say in Shulchan Aruch, they quoted. If it's Nizbashel Ben Ismaech, if you cooked it and it got soft, sometimes you get the rice, and they didn't cook it enough. It's edible, but it's not really that soft. So in such a case, you say Hadoma on the rice. I don't know what bracha you would say on raw rice. Absolutely raw rice. Maybe be say shahakol. Maybe it's totally abnormal. But if you have cooked rice that's cooked a little bit, but it's not fully cooked, it's not really so soft, then it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's not elevated to this special status, to the bracha bar minim zayin. Only if it's cooked to the extent shen ismayach. So then you say bar minim zayin is in advance, and you say bar nefoshes at the end. That's how the Gemara says on Omid Beis, on Lamed Zayin Omid Beis, 10 lines from the top, right before the two dots. The Girsa should be, Tani, by Orez, you say, Bari Min Zayin, so Vila B'Sav Pein and Baruch Ala V'Laikum. You don't say Ala Micha.
I think that rice thing in there is fully cooked in the same as Orez. But you know that it's not fully cooked, so probably Baruch Ala Adama. Should we go back and say Adama?
So that's what we had, that Chayi Adam. That we're not sure how to deal with it. The Chayyadam claims he has a mission in the Dorim. That B'diyevit, if you say Bari Minim Zainas on anything, you would be Yotzei. Just like the Mishnah says, if you say Shahakal on anything, you're Yotzei. It's a Bracha Klola. So the Chayyadam claims, based on the Mishnah in the Dorim, that if a person says Bari Minim Zainas on anything, he's Yotzei except for Mayim HaMelech. We found a problem with that, because the Gemara Laman Hamid Beis, 15 lines from the bottom, the Gemara quotes that Mishnah in the Dorim. And the Gemara says, how come Rabbi Shmuel say you only say Bar Minim Zainas and the Chameshis Mini Doglan? So the Gemara interpreted the Mishnah. He didn't say, I'm taking a Ned Min Ambozan. He took a Ned called Hazonalai. Konazalai means anything that has nutritional value. So Maim Melech has no nutritional value, apparently. And all other foods do. So, but the word Mizainas, the Gemara says, is only applicable to the Chameshis Mini Doglan. So that was the problem with the Chayyadim. But the Mishnah Berurah does quote that Chayyadim al-Halacha. I'm not sure exactly. We have to learn some more Gemaras later to see whether we should agree or disagree with the Chayyadim.
So then, what is the opposite? We thought it wasn't clear when you said Adama. You realized that it was, and you should
resort to it. I don't think so. Let's say by mistake a person says Bar Pri Hadama on a loaf of bread. So the Mishnah says, on all things that grow from the ground, you say Bar Pri Hadoma. Chutz min apas. You should have said Bar Pri Hadoma. It's Ishtani, but it's Ishtani Lemal Yusuf, so it should be Bar Pri Hadoma. But we have a fancier bracha, namely Hamotzi Lechem and Oretz. But B'dievet, if you said Shehakol, then on bread, then the Gemara says later, it would be good. The Mishnah says, Al Kulam, and Birch Shehakol Yotza. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaMoraim. Does that even apply to Pas and Yayin, which have fancy super brachas? Bori Pri Agofen and Amoitzi Anat. So the final maskon is yes, we paskin. Afilu Pasu Yain also, but if he said Shehakol, it's good. So, but he added the pashtus is, if he said bar pri hadoma on the bread, you would be yotze. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. If you put together this Mishnah with the Mishnah later, that if b'diyevet shakol is good, means that the pirut is not ma'akeh b'diyevet, l'chatili you have to have pirut in the broch. You don't just say shakol on everything, say bar pri hates on this, bar milim zenis on that, bar pri hadom on that. But b'diyevet, if you just said a broch at klolus, it would be good. So he said, ho adoma, that's more mafura than shakol, that for sure should be good b'diyevet. Even on bread, if he said shahak, even on bread, if he would say ho adoma, then the Mishnah would appear that it should be good.
And what if you don't see base, such as for it's for Hawaii, yet, what about?
So that was the problem. That was the problem. Taisus on Daf Yud base assumes explicitly that by mistake, if he said bari priha eats on wine, you will not be yotze b'diyevet. So that was Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. How can it be? The Mishnah says on Paris or Ilun you should say bar pihu eitz, and you should have said bar pihu eitz on wine as well, because namashkem ayotze mishar peros do not have the status of pri. If you drink the mashkem ayotze mishar peros of orlo, so there's a machlekes hatanoim. So Rav Lezer's shita is that you get malchus on everything. We don't accept his opinion. Usually we don't accept his opinion. Here also, we rarely pass like Rav Lezer, we pass here like Rabbi Yeshua, that only in the Mashkema Yotzim and Azesim and Minho Anovim are Dinam Kipri. So really on wine or on olive oil, you should have said Bari Pihu Eitz, except that on wine they made a fancier bracha. On olive oil, the Gemara says usually it's a tofel, or it's a Zuki Komazikle, so either you don't say a bracha at all, or you say Shahako. In the rare case, when it's not a Zuki Mazikle, and it's the Iker, it's not the tofel, then you take to say Bari Pihu Eitz on the olive oil. So the same should have really been on wine. Wine is ishtani, but it's ishtani lemal yusan, it has a shame pri, so you really should have said bar pi hoetz. But we have a fancier bracha, but the evidence if he said on the wine, instead of saying bar pi agav, instead of saying that, he says bar pi hoetz. But in the simple reading in the Mishnah, you really ought to say that it is good. So Rabbi Kivega quotes, that's a machlekes achrayim, halacha lemais. Tesis says that it's no good b'di evidence. That was a problematic tesis. How do you read the Mishnah? So we suggested a teretz. It's still going to be difficult in the Mishnah. We suggested, based on the Tosis later, on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses shtisa. Shtisa is some kind of a michel that you have flour mixed in. So Rab says that you say shahakol, and Shmuel says that you say bar bin mizenis. So it looks like it's a machlekes. So the Gemara thinks it's no machlekes. There are two kinds of shtisa. You shouldn't assume that it's a machlekes. Right in the middle of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, right after the period. So the Gemara quotes Rav Chisda v'loy pligi. That's by the tiny letter Ches. If it has more flour mixed in and it's a thick pudding, even if the flour is less than 50%, we declare that the bari minim zanis is going to be the ikar. So then you say bari minim zanis on the whole mixture on the shtisa. But if it's a rako, le refuah kavdi lo, and then you say shakol ni bedvar. So why is the bracha not bari minim zanis? Why is it shakol? Well, it's only ledevik bialma. No, you don't need it ledevik. It's not that it's a tofel. The Gemara says le refuah kavdi lo. So what does that mean? So the Ramah quotes Halacha Lemaaseh. The Ramah quotes the opinion of the Ra'or, a Baron Alevi, in his Sefer on the Rif. Like we have the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoyin on the Rif. So there's another Sefer. There are many Rishonim wrote on the Rif. So a Baron Alevi wrote on the Rif. So the Ra'or writes on this Gemara, whatever is only taken the refuah is the bracha shakol nibedvar. If you take something the refuah doesn't taste good, then the Gemara is mashmat that you don't say a bracha. But if it does taste good, then you do say a bracha. Which bracha? So that's the Tosfos on Lamed Vav on the base, the second Tosfos. Kevin Disle Hanomine. In Dirim Advarim, from the Gemara would appear, Amadim Shos Mashkim, the Refuah Heis, the Sima Mashkim Royin Lishtos, if it tastes awful, the Lesle Hanomine. The only Hanoi gets is that he gets the Refuah. He's drinking castor oil, or something like that, that the mother used to force on you. So if you're eating or drinking something that you can't stand it, its whole value is the refuah. Then Torah says you don't say a bracha. That's not eating food. It's not a bichas anenim. If it does taste good, below her refuah, he gets hanoah. Not only hanoah is a refuah. it gets on Noas Achila, then by Bruchi. So what bracha do you say? So that's what the Ra'or claims based on this Gemara. Whenever you have a Maichol, that's only eaten the refuah. Normal people don't eat it. But it does taste okay. It's not so horrible. So then he claims that the bracha is always knocked down to Shahako. So there are more paskins like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah post Achran, that we don't follow that Ramah. So if we don't follow Ramah, how do you read the Gemara? Amar Chiz develop pligi, Rabbi Shmuel, don't argue on Shtisa, which is Raka, it's not so thick, it pours more easily, it's very liquidy. So the Gemara says, then the din is that you say Shahakol, it's Lirafu and you say Shahakol. So why do you say Shahakol? If you don't accept this opinion of the Ra'or, that whatever is Lirafu is Shahakol, so what is the reason? So Taisus writes, the last line in the Taisus, Lamed Chesam and Aleph, Hai Duvsha. The Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara said that on vegetable soup, you say, Adamo, even if you strain out all the vegetables and you have no particles at all. Why? Because you cooked the vegetables in the soup and it gave a strong Nesinah stam. So therefore, you have to say Adamo on the soup. The Tosis asked Akasha, why don't you say Baraminim Zainas on beer? Since you cook the kernels of grain in the water and it gives a strong Nesinah stam, you cook it and you soak it and it gives a very strong Nesinah stam, that's the whole of the beer is the tam that it gets from the grain. So if you would have made a wheatina farina from the grain, you would have said mzainas. So now that this is like you made a wheatina farina and you strained out all the grain. So that's beer. It has the tam, it has the nesinas tam because you cooked the grain in it and then you strained out all the grain. So you just have the beer. So why shouldn't it be bar min mzainas? So Tosis gives three answers. So the third answer is the one that's always quoted in Shulchan Aruch Halacha, the last line. And the Taisa Islam and Tesam and Aleph, Hai Dubsha. So the third answer Taisa gives, Vod Bishti Oim Shahako. That's the rule. Brachos Mufuratois. That sometimes you say Bar Pri Hadoma, sometimes Bar Pri Hoit, sometimes Bar Minim Zainas. The Pirat Abrachos is only on food that you eat, Derech Achila. And on beverages, Bishti Oim Shahako. On beverages, the Brachos always Shahako. Apparently, that's how Taisa is read the Gemara. Shtisa Ovo is like a pudding. Some kind of cereal or something. And shtisa, even though the flour component would be less than 50%, but it's some kind of a pudding, so it's achila. And shtisa, even though it's liquidy, soup is achila. Soup is not called shtisa. Soup is achila. People eat it when they're hungry, not when they're thirsty. Unless you have no breiras, you have nothing else, so you drink soup. But if you, normally soup is taken to fill one up. That's called achila. And if you have shtisa rako, so Tosis understood him well. The reason why it's shakol is because whatever is a beverage is shakol. That's what the Prima Gaonim explains. Why don't we say hoadoma or hoeitz on coffee? After all, the coffee beans grow on a tree, and then you cook the coffee beans in the water, gives out the flavor. So why shouldn't you say bari pri hoeitz? Because it gave the tam. So the Rosh raises a possibility. The Rosh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh raises a possibility. That halacha that when you cook vegetables in the soup, even if you strained out all the vegetables, you say bar pri hadoma. Maybe that's only on bar pri hadoma. You don't require tzuras habrini keres. You strained out all the vegetables, just having a sinas tam. Let's say you have a fruit soup. So you cooked fruit in water and it gave a strong sinas tam and you strained out all the particles of fruit. And the fruit soup tastes very sweet. It tastes like the fruits. It has a very strong flavor of the fruits. Would you say bar pri hoy? So the Rosh is mistopping, maybe not. We didn't get to the Gemaras yet. Maybe in order to recite Bar Pi Hoetz, you require Tzuras HaPri Nikeres, as opposed to Bar Pi Adoma. Okay, so maybe that's not a kasha. Why shouldn't you say Bar Pi Hoetz on the coffee that you drink? That's not a kasha because you strained out all the coffee beans. So the Tzuras HaPri is in the Nikeres. But you still have a question. Why shouldn't you say Bar Pi Adoma? Why do you knock it all the way down to Shakol Nia Bedvore? Anything that grows on a tree should really preferably be bar pi hoetz. If for some reason or another, the reason being the Rosh says that you need tzuras haprini keres, so you can't say bar pi hoetz, so at least say bar pi adom. So that's what the Prima Gaonim says. No, coffee is a beverage. Coffee is not a soup. People don't drink coffee in order to fill themselves up. Coffee is a beverage that people enjoy drinking. So since it's a beverage, so that's the klal that Tosis has. Bishti oim shahakol. So maybe that's what Tosis meant on Yud Beis. It's a problematic Tosis. The simple reading of the Mishnah in Lamed Hamed Aleph sounds like wine should have really been bar priho eitz, but the chachamim made a fancier bracha. But for the Eved, if you didn't say the fancy bracha, would have said shakol, he would have been yoytzei. So if you would have said bar priho eitz, you should certainly be yoytzei. So maybe we should assume that it's not so. Like the Rosh says, wine, you don't have tzuras hapri nikeres. So it's not shach to say bar priho eitz on the wine. So even though it says in the Mishnah, maybe that's not correct. Maybe wine is the pri. Wine is the pri. So you really, and the Mishnah says you really should have said bar piho eitz on the wine, but it has a fancier brach. So it b'di'evet if he yotze with charcoal, so b'di'evet it should be good bar piho eitz also. So maybe that's that Tosfos is going l'shitosam with the Tosfos on Lamed Ches. That wine is a beverage, and beverages they were never misaken any other brachas. So then the Mishnah is misleading. The Mishnah says that on wine you should have said bari priho eitz, except that it's superseded with a fancier bracha, namely bari priho agav. What do you mean you should have said bari priho eitz? Unless it means you're pouring the wine into a kugel. That's what it means. You're pouring wine into a soup. Some people do that. Some people do. They pour in wine into everything. So it's going to be the ikar. It's going to be more than 50%. It's not like Chameshis Mini Dogan, that even if it's less than 50%, it always becomes the Iker. I mean, the doctor prescribed that he should take wine. So it's going to be the Iker, like the Shem and Zayis. It's a funny, the Mishnah is strange. But that's apparently what Tosfos holds. Tosfos says, and you'd base on Manal holds that, B'di'evet, if by mistake one said, Bari Pihu Eitz on wine, you're not Yotze. Why? Because the Chachamim were never misakin these brachas, Bari Pihu Eitz and Bari Pihu Adom and Mizaynes on beverages. And wine is a beverage. Wine is a beverage. That's what we pointed out, a problem that Tosfos answer on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Tosfos posed the question why we don't say Mezainis on beer. So they gave three answers, and the final answer is the one that's accepted by the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim. The final answer was that all beverages are Shehakol. There's no Brochas Mefarot. So we pointed out that's Nicha, the Teretz that Tosfos gave is a good Teretz on beer. That was the question they asked. That was the answer they gave. The answer is acceptable. But on schnapps, there are different kinds of schnapps. So if you have schnapps that's made from grain, and you cook the grain, and you soak the grain, so it's the same question as by beer. So what are you going to say? The answer is, a schnapps is a beverage. The Pashto says schnapps is not a beverage. Even in Russia, where they drink vodka like water, they don't drink it like water. It's not a beverage like water. They drink it when they want to be happy, or they want to be relaxed or something. They don't drink vodka like a beverage. It's like a soup. That's where Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes. They quote the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that he was opposed to the practice that the Hasidim had to recite Kiddush on Shabbos morning over schnapps. He said that's not Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina has to be a beverage that's the wine in this Medina. Chamar, Chamra is wine in this Medina. It means the official mashke should really be, when you mechabed guests, you should really give a cup of wine. And in some medinas, they don't give wine, they give soda, they give orange juice, they give highball, whatever, they give something else. So whatever is chamar medina, wherever is the wine in your medina, if wine is not available, then we allow you to say kiddush on Shabbos morning over chamar medina. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner tanya, but you can't say kiddush over a bowl of soup. Say tanya that schnapps is like a meichel, it's a bowl of soup. We mentioned that they have a tshuva printed by the Kozher Glover. He's defending. Kozher Glover was a Hasidish goyim. He wrote the Shalosh Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi. So many of his tshuvas, he tries to defend the minhagim that the Jews had in Europe and the minhagim that the Hasidim had, because he was a Hasidish. So he has a tshuva which is not in his sefer, which is printed in the Yam HaTorah, the Tzirei Agudas Yisrael publication. So they've got a manuscript of this. He has a tshuva. He defends the practice that they say Kiddush on Shabbos morning over a little cup of schnapps that doesn't have a revius. Doesn't have a revius, how is it good? So he says, so he usually they say that it's based on the Taz. That the Taz comments in Hilchas Birchas Anen, and how much food do you have to say in order to say Baruch Achreina? How much food do you have to eat in order to recite a bracha achreina? So there are different opinions. So the Rambam says that if you eat a kazayis of oichlin, or you drink a revius of mashkim, then you say a bracha achreina. So the Taz says, what if you're drinking schnapps? And the minhag kamdina is you don't drink a revius of shnat. The minhag is you drink just a little glassful. So the Ta says that has enough chashivas, even though it's not a kazai, it's not a revius, that has enough chashivas that you say bracha achrayim. So that's what the Dibur Chaim writes, that they said kiddush, the chassidim said kiddush over a cup of schnapps. Either cup of schnapps didn't have a revius, so he says they rely on the Taz. That the Taz says that since schnapps has such a chashivas, so it's considered as if it has a shear. Just like it's considered as if it has a shear with respect to bar nefashah, so it's considered as if it has a shear with respect to the kiddush. So the Kosher Glavik gives a different mahalach. No! He says that schnapps is a meichel, and he quotes from a previous chassidish rebbe, who wrote a commentary on Mishnayis Taharas. I forgot, who was the other Rebbe? It was the Kamarna, yeah. The Kamarna wrote a commentary on Mishnayis Taharas. So on his commentary on Mishnayis, he writes that Schnapps is a Michael, it's not a Mashke. Okay, makes good sense. That's what Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner said. So the Kosher Glavik says, once you know that it's a Michael, so the Shear from Michael is Kazayas. So how much is a Kazayas? So there's a machlekes arishoyim. The mechaber quotes the two opinions, whether kazayis is a half of a beitza or a third of a beitza, a beinanis. So what's a zayis beinani? We see olives. They said the olives that they sell in the store are pretty tiny. Jars of olives are pretty small. So there's olives that they sell are probably a shlish beitza. So the kosher glover says it's a machlekes arishoyim whether kazayis is a shlish beitza, a chatzi beitza. So how do we pass on halacha lemaisa? So with respect to Kiddush on Shabbos morning, when are they going to use a schnapps glass? Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Kiddush on Shabbos morning is only mid the Rabbanon. So since it's only mid the Rabbanon, so the Magen Avraham says you can be Mekel. Whenever it's a din the Rabbanon, you can be Mekel. Whenever you're discussing whether to say Bracha Achrayna, so you have to be Machmai, so you shouldn't say Bar Nefasha, so you shouldn't say Al Reitz, Val Pri Reitz, unless you had a Chatzi Beitza. Because Safik Bracha is local. But with respect to a din the Rabbanon, Kiddush on Shabbos morning is only the Rabbanon. So since it's only the Rabbanon, so a shlish beitza would be enough. So since the schnapps is a meichel, so the schnapps glass for sure has a shlish beitza. Maybe it doesn't have a chatzi beitza, but it has a shlish beitza. That's what the Kosher Glover writes. So we pointed out, if that's his argument, that it's a meichel, then Rav Chaim Volozhiner should be right. Then it's like a bowl of soup. Whoever heard him saying Kiddush over a bowl of soup? That's Rav Chaim Volozhiner's tainik. Chamar Medina, the first prerequisite is that it should be a beverage. So if his whole shtickel Torah, Kosher Glover's whole shtickel Torah is based on what the Kamarna said, that it's a Michael, so it's a Michael and the Shir should be Kazayas. So how is it good for Kiddush? Kiddush has to be a Mashke. Yeah. So maybe that's the Tosafos Shita. It's problematic. The simple reading of the Mishnah on Lamehei Amud Aleph sounds like it should have been Bari Pri Hoetz on wine, just like on olive oil. The Mashke Mayotz Ben Azeiz Manov retains the status of Pri. But they changed it to a fancier bracha, a bar piragot. But for the Eved, if you would have said hoetz, the simple reading of the Mishnah, you would be hoetz. And that's what Rabbi Kiveger is noitan, you would base him in Allah. And he quotes some achrayim who say like that. And the Tosis apparently holds not so. Tosis holds that since it's a beverage, so maybe that's what Tosis means, lushitasam. That all beverages, the bracha is only shahakol niyibdva. Except for wine, as a special bracha. So that's the question. If the Yevid you said Shahakal Niya Bidvara, Birach al Kulam Shahakal Nibidvar Yotza, why is that? Is that because the Chachamim were basically misaking Shahakal Niya Bidvara? First Takana the Maid has got to say, also the Hanis Minala Mazeblai Brach. So the Maid of Takana got to say Shahakal. Then the Maid of Takana on top of that, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So the Gemara says, and Daf Mem Amaral, the Chachib Bayom of Baruch Hanoso, Balaila Im Baruch Hanoso, you only praise the Ribbon Shalom in the daytime, not in the nighttime. The Gemara says no. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom means B'chol Yom Ayom Tein L'meim B'chosim Shoyon. That's a Mem Amid Aleph. The Gemara is explaining that within Rav Yudah. The Rav Yudah says that some vegetables he say Wadama, and some vegetables he say Ala Yirok Hasam Bari Mini Dushoin. And if he Kosis is Achita, where is Kosis is Achita? Zalam Zayin Amid Aleph. So the Gemara quotes one Brisa says Kosis is Achita. You say Bari Pri Adama. The other Brisa says that you say Bari Mini Zroim. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Bar Min Yisroim, that's Rabbi Yudishita. He holds you have to have Pirut. And the Chachamim hold, you say, Bar Pir Adam on all vegetables. So it's not that the Chachamim deny that requirement. We do require Pirut, but you don't say a separate bracha on potatoes, a separate bracha on tomatoes, a separate bracha on carrots, and a separate bracha on cabbage and lettuce. Everything's going to have a separate bracha. it's enough pira to say bar pi adam on all the vegetables. And Rabbi Yehuda goes even further. Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't say a separate bracha on potatoes and a separate bracha on them. He doesn't go so far either. It's just a question of degree. How much pira do you need? So that's the question over here. Why does the Mishnah say al kulam and birch shahakol yotza? That Mishnah's bema meralish. The second line in that two line Mishnah. So the last line in the Mishnah says al kulam and all foods and birch shahakol yotza. And the Gemara has the machlokes. Should I say chutz mena pasim mena yain? That's a mema at base, the fourth line from the top. Afuna mechutz mena pasim mena yain birchem afilu pas v'yain and we pass can afilu pas v'yain. So the shaila is, why is it that b'diavad shahakol is good? Is it because the Chachamim were first misakin, also l'hanis merel mazeb la bracha, you got to say a bracha. So first they instituted shahakol. Then they said, yeah, but that's not right just to say a bracha. Klalis, you got to make more pirut. So they made sometimes bar pri ha'adoma. Then some of the bar pri ha'adomas are fancier, so they said some of them should be bar pri ha'etz, and some of them should be bar min ha'mezoyns. And then some of the mezoyns should be ha'moitzi, and some of the bar pri ha'etz should be bar pri ha'gofen. So it's a whole hierarchy. Instead, the bottom level is shahakol, but this is all part of the takana. The bottom level was shahakol, and above that is bar pri ha'adoma, and then bar pri ha'adoma sometimes becomes bar pri ha'etz, but the evidence is a bar pri ha'adoma futzi ha'etzen. Some of the bar pri ha'adoma becomes bar min ha'mezoyns, and some of the bar min ha'mezoyns comes ha'moitzi, and some of the bar pri ha'etz becomes bar pri ha'gofen. Is that the whole system? And then the Mishnah says, in al-kul mamam shahakol yotza, you are fulfilling the takanas chachamim. That was the first level of the takanas chachamim. You're going down a madrega. They instituted a whole hierarchy of brachas, and you went down. What if he says in ganzen a different bracha? Shalai tikno chachamim. Baruch atah Hashem kenem al cholam. That's how moitzi lechem and horitz. In ganzen something else. I don't know. Instead of saying bari minim zaynis, he says that the Rabbanu Shalom created devil dogs. Legamrei not the nusach, and he's eating devil dogs. And he says, instead of saying bari min mezaynis, he says the bracha in English, and he says, "Ken malcha olam, that you gave us the chachma to make delicious cookies." That doesn't correspond to the nusach habracha. He makes up his own nusach habracha. So it's not a nusach habracha shetiknu chacham. Are you yotze b'diavad on that? So you got to look there in the Gemara. We'll have to learn in a mem on a base. What does it say over there? So that's the shaila with that. The Chayodim, and the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Chayodim. If you say Bari Min Mizaynis on anything except for Maim Melech Yotze, that's not the bracha, that's not part of the hierarchy. They originally made a takana shahakal on everything, and then some of the shahakals they said should be Hadoma. Some of the Hadoma should become Hoetz. Some of the Hoetz should become Bari Pi Agofen. Another Hadoma, some of them should be elevated to Bari Min Mizaynis, and some of those are elevated to Hamoetzi. So what do you mean? You're going to say Bari Min Mizaynis, but that's not one of the lower levels over here. That's not part of the hierarchy. The Chayodim says it's good anyway because he claims in Loshem and Yodim, we didn't exactly see how it says that in the Gemara, but that's what he claims. That in Loshem and Yodim, the word Bari Min Mizaynis applies to all foods except for Mayim HaMelech, even though that's not the Bracha Shetikno Chacham. So there's what the Ding Zahanat. We have to reserve judgment till we learn the Gemara there on Mem HaMeh Beis. What if you compose the Legamri a different Nusach HaBracha? There is a rule, you're not allowed to be mishanim in v'ashetav ha'chamim bebrochas. You're not allowed to distort the text of a brocha. What if a person did say wrong? A person said the brocha, not, let's say, you can daven in translation, but it has to be an accurate translation. So what if the person just composes his own brocha, has all the themes that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah want you to have, but it's not at all, it's not the original, it's not a translation at all. A different, very poetic style. Would that be good b'diavad? So in the Rambam there's a stira. One place the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes, whoever is Mishanim and Rabbeh Shetav Chacham B'brachos Ein El Atoya, he's doing wrong, he's making a mistake, but b'diavad is Yotze. Then another place, in Hilchos Tfilo, where the Rambam quotes the dinim of Kriyashma with the Brachos, so the Rambam says over there, if someone is Mishanim and Rabbeh Shetav Chachamim in the Brachos Kriyashma, he's not Yotze b'diavad. He's Yotze the Kriya Shema, but he's not Yotze the Bichas Kriya Shema. He has to repeat it over again. So it's a problem, it's a contradiction. What if the Rambam changed his mind from Hilchos Brachos? Possible. Whenever you have a stira in the Rambam, which is every so often, so it is possible the Rambam changed his mind. If one should assume that he didn't change his mind, so the Rambam probably means to say, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to assume, the Rambam means to single out Bichas Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema, if you mishar mevesh atav v'cham mebrachas, then you're not yotze. In all other brachas in the world, you would be yotze. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas says Ein Ela Toye, but the Eved Yotze applies to all brachas except for Bichas Kriya Shema. And Hilchas Tfila, when he writes Kriya Shema and Bichas Seha, there he says that the nusach the mabeya shatav v'chachamim, the nusach that was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, is liikuva. You can say it in translation, but it has to be a translation. You can't just compose your own nusach that contains these themes. Manishtana, why should I distinguish between Birchas Kriya Shema as opposed to all other brachas? That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the Birchas Kriya Shema are one kiyum together with the Kriya Shema. So since Kriya Shema has to be kichsava, if you say the themes are Kriya Shema, I believe in monotheism, instead of saying Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they'll say the Jewish religion believes in monotheism, and we believe in the mitzvah of tefillin, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, and it's important to learn Torah by day and by night, and it's important to put a mezuzah on the door. He says everything in Hebrew, in translation, in English, whatever. He says all the themes, and we have to love God and we have to fear God. He says everything that it says in the parsha, but he's not saying it kichsavai. He's not saying it in the original Hebrew, nor is he saying it in a literal translation. He's saying he's composing a whole different nusach. So the din is that you're not yotze on the Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema has to be kichsavai. There was a machlokes hatanaim. If you say in translation, are you yotze? So machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. But the Kriya Shema nemaris b'chol loshon. That was the machlokes. Is that called kichsavai? So we paskin yes. If it's a literal translation, it's also called kichsavai. Shema b'chol loshon shatu shamea. You have a pasuk to imply that that's good. So the birchas Kriya Shema were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola as one kiyum with the Kriya Shema. You yotze Kriya Shema in birchas Seah. Min HaTorah you can say Kriya Shema without the brachas, but the Rabbana made a takana. You have to fulfill the mitzvah Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas, and each bracha spells out the themes of each one of the chapters in the Kriya Shema. There are three prakim in Kriya Shema, Shema Vayoyim Shamayim Vayoyimer. So each one of the three brachas spells out the themes of the three parshios of Kriya Shema. So from the Rambam it would appear that just like Kriya Shema requires kichsava, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele v'hayu b'havayasan yuhu, you have to say Kriya Shema exactly the way it appears, and if you want to say in translation, fine, Shema b'chol loshon shatu shemeh, but it still has to be v'hayu b'havayasan, k'havayasan. So too the birchos Kriya Shema, since they were instituted as part of the Kriya Shema in birchos Seah, so that also has to be. You can't call it kichsavoi. Kichsavoi only applies if it appears in Tanakh. But it has to be kifi anusach shetikna anshei Knesset HaGdola. The misharim and mebeh shetav hachamim. And the bichas Kriya Shema, so the Rambam holds that's like shalok kichsavoi and the Kriya Shema. So you're not yotze. That's the shayla. Let's say, in shul, the minyan of Shabbos morning daven is at 9:30. Or 10:30, let's say. So they're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. So the people are all b'nei Torah. So they say Kriya Shema before they go to shul, and then they go to shul and they daven. So if it's after the Zman Tfilah, so that if they're davening 10:30, they're going to miss the Zman Tfilah. So of course that's not correct. What if they're davening 9:30? So just going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, and they're not going to miss Zman Tfilah. The Kriya Shema I'll say before, so what's the problem? The Tfilah I'll say Bizman. But you're not going to say Kriya Shema and Bichos Seho, Bizman Kriya Shema. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon, that's not right. You have to say Kriya Shema in Birchas Seah Bizman Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is against the Vilna Gaon. And others hold like the Vilna Gaon, the Pri Yitzchak. There's a long story of Bitzel and Petterburg, the Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser. He was known as a big Balmosa, but he from the three Talmidim, the three most outstanding Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he was the most learned of the group of Talmidim, of all the Talmidim. So he has Shadis and Chuvas pre Yitzchak. Some of the Chuvas are to Rav Naftali Amsterdam, one of the other Talmidim of Rav Sol Salant. So he has a whole Chuvah. He thinks the Vilna Gaon is right, that you have to say Kriya Shema in Birchas Seha, is Man Kriya Shema. If the only minyan in town on Shabbos morning is 9:30, so it's better to daven Bichidus. You got to say Kriya Shema with the Brachas Bichidus. And then say Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. There's a Shaila where the Shabbos you need Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. So the Rambam was a little bit makel, but we don't do that. So if you're going to follow the Vilna Gaon, then you got to say Kriya Shema in Birchas Seah is Man Kriya Shema, and there's no minyan in town, so you got to daven Mechidus also. So you have to daven the whole shah. You can go to shul for Musa. Go to shul and daven Musa. Listen to the Kriya Satir. So that's what that's the shaila. This Chaya Yodam who says that b'diyeved yoytze with bari minim zaynus on any food except for mayim melach, that's not part of the takanas chachamim. It's not that they instituted bari minim zaynus on everything. It's not true. They instituted shahakala on everything, and then some of the shahakalas they labeled as hadama. Some of the hadamas they elevated to a higher level of a bracha. But you can't say, if you'll say bari minim zaynus, but yeah, but it's good because that was yomakayin part of the takana. It's not part of the takana. So the chayyodim holds that it doesn't matter. That's we have to learn the Gemara to see what it says in the Gemara. Okay, so Nachama, so what are we doing here? Rabbi Chaman Nuri, Rabbi Chaman, yeah.
Could you just explain to us on your Benham analysis? All he says is that toch de dibur, you have to say bari regafen. That's true in all brachas. If you say shakol, toch de dibur, you should fix it. He's just telling you should fix it.
But from Tosis and Mashma that you're not Yotze B'dievet.
No? It's a Toch Kedei Dibur, you should say Bar Pregat.
And if he didn't say, they don't say anything. Sounds like you can fix it, but if you didn't fix it, you're not Yotze B'dievet. He's going on the Gemara. The Gemara has given a case that you're not Yotze B'dievet. That's what it sounds like. Maybe Tosin never meant it. Okay, if Tosin never meant it, we'll all be happy. Rabbi Kivega says, from the Tosin, the simple reading of Tosin sounds like they're comparing it to the case in the Gemara, not yet. If Tosin never said it, it's better. Then Rabbi Kivega wins. Okay. It should be good. Pashto says, should be good. Should be good. Burpiyot should be good, but the Evan on the one. So Nachamot, so there was a... We don't pass like Rabbi Yechman Nuri. That's a Gemara M'sochim. Leis duchosh lohod Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. On kuf yudalam et beis M'sochim. The Gemara says nobody's even machmen for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Gemara has it there. There's a din at Pesach night. You have to have shnei tapshilim on the Cairo. So what do you need shnei tapshilim for? So one opinion in the Gemara is that the shnei tapshilim was instituted. That's what we assume. Was instituted after the churban bayisheni as a zechel at Pesach v'zechel at Chagiga. Originally, the Gemara thought differently. The Gemara thought Shnei Tavshilin is a simon of a Suda Chashuva. You have a two-course meal. Like by Suda HaMavsekas, the din is you're not permitted to have Shnei Tavshilin. You're not permitted to have Basar V'Yayin at all by the Suda HaMavsekas, but you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilin. Why? Because Shnei Tavshilin on a two-course meal is a fancy meal, so we don't want him to have fancy schmitz. So originally, the Gemara thought Shnei Tavshilin is a din, Bizman HaBayis. You have to have Shnei Tavshilin so that the Suda on Pesach night should be a Suda Chashuva. Then the Gemara backs out and says, no, Shnei Tavshilim was only instituted after the Churban Abayis, and one is Zechel HaPesach, one is Zechel HaChagiga. So the Gemara raises a possibility, maybe if it's Zechel HaPesach, Zechel HaChagiga, maybe the Shnei Tavshilim have to both be Basar. Maybe it has to be two kinds of flesh, because the Pesach and the Chagiga were both a piece of flesh, a kazayis of flesh. The Gemara says, no, we don't pass like that. Our practice is we have a piece of meat for one, and we have an egg for the other. So we don't do that. So one Amora says that even silko aroiza, even if one of them is silko is beets, and aroiza is rice, even if you have beets and rice, neither is flesh, that's all good. That's okay. So then the Gemara says, one of the Talmidim of that Amoira was always mahader, dafke to have silko aroiza. If he would have had two kinds of flesh, it would have been better. But since his Rebbe said like that in the Shir, his Rebbe said, "Afilu silka baroiza." So he wanted always to remember the shir. He loved the Rebbe's mishalim. Sometimes the Rebbe gives a mashal, gives a joke or something, gives a mashal to something. So he wanted to remember the whole shir. So every Pesach night he took silka baroiza. Even though it would have been perhaps preferable to have shnei mini basa. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean he had aroiza? It means they cooked rice for him, and he's not concerned about Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's shita that if you cook rice is bole dechimot." So the Gemara says, "Shmamina." Nobody's concerned, nobody's machmer at all for that. That's what the Balamor writes, and that's why we all eat rice on Pesach. He's implying that those Ashkenazim, they went wild, that they don't eat rice on Pesach. We Sephardim, we eat rice all the time on Pesach. Okay. Today, most of the rice in America is enriched with wheat. All the wheat is bottled b'shishin before Pesach, but the stomach's not right. The Sephardim, who like to eat rice on Pesach, they always ate rice that was not enriched with wheat. Rice that's just pure rice. Now the rice has a little chametz mixed in. So in the stomach they should get pure rice. They should get Chinese rice that's not enriched. They sell in America Chinese rice that's not enriched at all. So that's for the Sephardim on Pesach. That's what they bought. So the Gemara says we're not choshesh Rabbi Chaim. So it really doesn't matter what Rabbi Chaim says, but still the Rishonim discuss it because maybe negel halacha. How Rabbi Chaim only says it by Oires. He's convinced Oires is chayav malchim mutzakoris and b'shoy gigif yidit yochai v'chatos, and he's convinced that it's vaday dogon adam yotze b'dechav asa b'pesach. On Deichen, perhaps he's not so convinced. So even though he totally rejects Rabbi Chaim Menuri shita leis lechosh l'adu Rabbi Chaim Menuri, no one is chayshish for it. That's Mpsachim Kuf Yudalan and Beis by the Shnei Tavshilim. But still, when the Gemara came to the Maskana, that on Oris he said Bari Minim Zaynis in advance, and he said Bari Nefoshis to Yen, so that's what half of the Rishonim said. Maybe it's only Oris, not Deichen. Maybe it's only on Oris. And then, if you should assume, that's Machlekes, Rabbi Yonah quotes Machlekes. Should we put together Oris with Deichen and it's all the same thing or not? So if you say that you don't put it together, if you should say you don't put it together, that's what Tosfos says. Maybe only Oris, but Deichen is Tiyufta, the Rav Shmuel. Maybe it's only a Tiyufta on Oris, not on Deichen. Okay. So if you say like that, then it becomes relevant the other Tosfos, Rashi Pirish, which is rice and which is the millet. Is the Oris the rice or the Deichen is the rice? So now everybody knows that Oris is the rice. You ask any Svardi from the neighborhood, they all talk about rice, they call it arroz. You ask any Arab in Eretz Yisrael, they all call rice as arroz. Everybody knows like that. So that's a shaila. Can we be machria in the machlokes of Rishonim based on the dictionaries, based on the whole world knows that this is it. We have evidence that, or do you say no? Since we don't have a Masara ish mi pi ish ad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ad yimei ha-gemara, the Masara broke down in the days of the Rishonim, they're not sure whether Oris is millet and Deichen is rice, or Oris is rice and Deichen is millet. So if you're not sure which one, and you only say Mizonis on Oris, and maybe you shouldn't say Mizonis on rice, maybe you should only eat rice in the middle of the meal because we're not sure which is Oris, which is Deichen. So that's the question. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik has a family tradition. His family has a tradition from the Beis Halevi that you can only make treles from the chalazon. And what exactly is the chalazon? So the tradition has been lost. So even though they rediscovered what the chalazon was based on archaeological evidence, and they did all kinds of research, and they came up with whatever they came up with, so that may be the chalazon. So his family has a tradition that the Beis Halevi said that that's not acceptable. Once the Masorah is lost, just the Masorah and Pirush HaMilus. So even though you can reconstruct the Masorah based on archaeological evidence or other historical evidence, so they say in the name of the Beis HaLevi that that's not valid. There is a different version of what the Beis HaLevi said. That's the letter that appears in the Sefer that was written by the Radzina Rebbe, Rabbi Yerucham Leiner. He lived in Radzin in Poland, and he wanted to hasten the coming of Mashiach. So you have to make preparations to build the Beis HaMikdash. And to build the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have Big Dekuna have to have Chela. So you got to have Chalazon. So some of the Tferes Yisrael HaMishnais wants to suggest, based on a Rambam, that you only need Chalazon for Trelis and Tzitzis. For Trelis and Big Dekuna, as long as it's the correct color is good enough, it doesn't have to come from the Chalazon. That's very questionable. The Pashta says, whenever you need Chelos, has to come from the Chalos. Why didn't the Rambam write it in Klei HaMikdash? He has to write it every time. He already wrote it in Hilchas Tzitzis, that when you make Chelos, it has to be from the Chalos and fish. So in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, when he talks about the Chelos for the Big Dekuna, so it's assumed that it has to be from the Chalos as well. So the Shad is, what's the Chalos? So the Radzina Rebbe wanted to... It's been, the tradition has been lost. So he traveled b'miyuchad. He went to Italy. He knew there was a gigantic aquarium there, and he studied all the fish, and he came to the conclusion that it's a squid fish, right? Because a squid fish spits out this black dye. So that's the conclusion that he came to. So different rabbanim corresponded with him at that time. So he wrote three different svarim. Each sefer has a different name, and now they're printed all together. It's called little small sefer. It's called Shlosha Sifri Atchelis. Each one has its own name, but now it's called all three together. So in the second Sefer, he has the letters, the correspondence that he had with the Rabbanim back and forth. So he has a letter not from the Beis HaLevi, he has a letter, it doesn't have the name of the person who wrote the letter, but he writes that the one who sent the letter was a Mekuriv, a Talmid Chacham who was close to the Beis HaLevi, and he's saying over the Taina of the Beis HaLevi why he doesn't accept his Tchelos. So he says to him, the way it says in the letter, he doesn't say that since the Masorah was lost, that we can't reconstruct it by going to an aquarium in Italy and studying which fish swim in the Mediterranean that it could possibly be, how many of them have any dye, and the Mela, by process of elimination, will determine that it's a squid fish. So he doesn't say like that. He says, if you would have come up with a different fish that we never knew about, that was lost, he writes, I would be the first one to go along with you. I would wear your tchelas. But you're telling us that it's the squid fish. My father, my grandfather also knew that there's a squid fish. Everybody knows it spits off black dye. So the fact that they were aware that the squid fish spits out the dye and they didn't use it for tchelas, they knew there's a mitzvah to have tchelas and tzitzis. So that's a siman that we have a masorah that you're wrong. We have a tradition from our forefathers who had access to the squid fish. They knew all about the dye that it spits out, and they never used it for tchelas. So it's kila, we have a masorah against what you say. But he says if you would have come up with a new fish and explained why it disappeared in the days of the Gaonim, why the use of the tchelas disappeared, and you would prove that that fish is the tchelas, it's a halazon, he says, I would go along with you. So that's totally not the way the Soloveitchik family says over. Not only Rav Soloveitchik originally, they used to quote it only from Rav Soloveitchik over here, from the yeshiva, from Boston. Then later on they realized that the other part of the family in Eretz Yisrael says the same version also. They also say like that, that you have to have a masorah what the tchelas is. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said when he was saying that why he doesn't accept the tchelas, because there's no masorah. So he said the same thing over here. Al Pidin, we don't know which one, whether rice is oiras or rice is doichen, so therefore you're not supposed to say bar min mezayin is on rice. It's a suffix what the bracha is. You should eat it in the middle of the meal. That's how Taisus solves all the problems. Whenever you have a food, you're not sure what bracha, you got to wash it in advance and eat it as one of the courses in the meal. Yes?
Why don't we experiment to see whether rice or millet looks like chumos?
We should see which one looks like half chumos process. That's a good idea. I don't know. It's a good idea. Very snitch. So that's the two opinions, bottom line. So some say mezainis on rice, because everybody knows that rice is iris. And the Gemara says iris is bar mini mezainis and bar nefashis at the end. And others are nervous, no? Since it's 2 days in Tosfos, so we don't follow the Puerto Ricans, we don't follow the Arabs. It'll never be resolved. When Eliyahu Novi is going to come after Tchias HaNesim, they'll tell us what they meant by iris, if it corresponds to what the Arabs say, tov. And if not, there's not. We'll have to figure out then. Okay.
This is only when you cook in water. What happens when you steam it, though? When you steam the rice. Cook it or steam it.
And
nope.
It gets soft, also?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still in the rice. It's not after water.
I think so. If you cook it or whatever, you cook it, you bake it, and it gets soft. If it's still hard, if it's edible, then it's going to be hard dama. And if it gets soft, then it becomes mezainis. Kaisis raised an issue, the long test HaKaisis Chita, it's 2 days in the Mechaber. HaKaisis says Achito does not have he's chewing raw kernels of grain. Does not have the Hashivas to recite Bar Min Mezainis. So you just say Bar Pri Hadama, if it's normal to eat it like that. If it's a kernel of grain that's not normal to eat raw, then you say Shahakol. But if it is normal, then you say Bar Pri Hadama. So Taisis is not sure what should the Baruch HaChroina be. Should I say, you only say ala michig ala kakola if you said bari min mezainis in the beginning? That's not. But you say ala hoetz la pri hoetz with a plain bari pri hoetz in the beginning. So maybe there should be bracha, a fancy super duper bracha achreina, even if you only say bari pri adoma in the beginning. Akoisis, achit is going to be bari pri adoma. Achit is one of the shivas aminim shenishtapcha behem Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk says, v'achalta v'sabata v'irachta. We say that it really goes back on lechem, eretz shelev, miskenes tachal balecha. But it also goes back a little bit on all the shivas aminim. So if you eat grapes raw, you say alo eitz al piyo. So if you eat koises es achita raw, true, it doesn't have the hashivas that you should say bari priyot. You should just say bari minim zaynis on it, because you didn't make any wheaties out of it, you didn't make any cake or cookies out of it. So that's why you just say bari priyot damba. But maybe the bracha achrayna should be something along the lines of ala michi. You can't say ala michi v'ala kakola. Maybe you should say al ha'adama v'al pri ha'adama. Because it said before, bar pri ha'adama. So Tosis is not sure. They're going back and forth. Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind twice. He's not sure. The Mechaber writes what Tosis suggests. You should only eat it in the middle of a meal because they're not sure what bracha achrenit to say. It doesn't help too much that we know what the bracha vishayin is, baruch yadam, because we're not sure what the bracha achrenit is. But they say, me'ein shalva shana. Rov Rishonim hold that you say bari nefashos. Akosis is achit. Rov Rishonim. But the Balei HaTosis made such a tumult, so they reckon they're not sure. They threw a suffix over here. They threw in a suffix. So since they're not sure, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes their recommendation. They should only eat it when it's in the middle of a meal. Yeah, when do you say bari minim zaynis akosis achita? Akosis achita, you only say bari prihu adama. When do you say bari minim zaynis? So the Gemara says it has to be chilko targis trigas, I guess. Solus azaris a arson. What is that? Chilka means each kernel of grain was cut in half, in two parts. Trigis, each kernel of grain was cut into three parts. And what solus is four parts arson, five parts arson, six parts. So you have to chop it up, this fine flour and this coarse flour. See? But it has to be chopped up into particles and then you cooked it. Then you say, but if you just cook the kernels of grain the way they are, then it's going to remain bari pri adam. The only time it becomes bari minim mizaynus is if the particles be chopped up. So that's a shiloh. Some of the puffed cereals, they take the kernel grain and they toast it, and they claim that they buy Wheaties or Cheerios, they take flour and they grind up all of the grain and then they make little tiny cookies. The Cheerios or the Wheaties, or whatever, all the things. These are like tiny little cookies, not normal sized cookies, teeny weeny cookies. So that's bar minim zaynus. But some of them are puffed wheat. They just take a kernel of grain and they puff it up and the whole wheat is not cut. So that's where Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Should you say mizaynus or not or not? So I think his maskan is that you do say mizaynus. The reason why you don't say mizaynus if you cook the kernels of grain the way they are, because it doesn't taste so good. That's not the normal way to do it. But this is these companies are making millions of dollars. So obviously it became normal. Not just for two or three mishugayim in the world. They're making billions of dollars. That apparently became normal. So I think that's where Moshe comes to Maskon. On the puffed wheat, even though the kernels are wheat, but never chopped. So you say bari minim zaynus. What about orez? So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah points out. Look at the braisa. The braisa says, Elohim maisa kedera, that you say bari minim zaynus. Chilka, trigis, zoriz, arson means if you cut up the wheat kernel into two parts, into three parts, into four parts, into five. But then it says, Oirez. Oirez sounds like you don't have to cut it up at all. So that's what the Rishonim say. Oirez is different from wheat, that if you cook the Oirez till it actually yismach, till it becomes soft, even though you didn't chop it up into finer particles, it's still going to be bar minim zaynus, as opposed to kernels of wheat. If you cook kernels of wheat the way they are, then it's going to be bar pi adam. It's not going to be bar minim zaynus. What, by rice, it'll be bar minim zaynus, even though you don't chop it up. Yeah, but only if it's mismach, only if you cook it so long that it gets soft. So then it has the chashivas of the bar minim zaynus. Yeah. Rav Moshe's
svara applied
to all the granola bars where you
have,
has
that different than puffed wheat?
I think the granola bars is a shayla. Is it ha'adama or is it shahakol? Because the granola bars have kernels of grain, and then they have cornstarch, corn syrup. So sometimes the corn syrup is more than 50%. The different companies, so it's same company, different granola bars, but for sure they're different companies. Some of them the corn syrup is more than 50%. We assume corn syrup is shahakol. And sometimes the kernels of grain are the ingredient that's more than 50%. You got to find out. And the kernels of grain, I think, are huadoma. So that's a shaila. Will it be huadoma or will it be shahakol? But it ain't going to be mezainis. I think we assume it's not mezainis.
Why is puffing wheat and cooking wheat?
Cooking is not, that does not accomplish mezainis on the kernels of wheat, and puffing does, Rav Moshe assumes. Makes it softer, makes it tastier. I don't know, it's easier to chew. I'm not sure exactly. Because the Gemara, that's what the Rishonim say, that Oirez is normal to cook it the way it is. and the grain, you have to make flour out of it, and then it becomes normal. But if it becomes normal to puff the wheat, then the puffed kernels of wheat themselves are mizanis. But this, basically, you're just chewing plain old. This is cooked. You're just chewing plain old kernels of oats.
So shinum, it takes place. Puffed at least is some form of shinum.
Yeah. I don't know, you better look through the tshuva again to see what he says. Again, so there was a braisa on Amud Aleph. They were spending all the time at Tosefta Perek Dalet, right in the middle of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, smack in the middle with the tiny letter Dalet there. So it says, HaKaisis is HaChita, if you're chewing a kernel of grain, you say Bar Pi Adama. Techono Vafo, what if I ground it up, I made flour, and then I made bread out of it? Then you say, Hamoitzi, then Ubishlo, and then he goes and he cooks the bread. So that's the Dr. Shiloh. What bracha do you say on French toast? Or what bracha do you say? A matzah bride. Started off as Hamoitzi, but then you cooked it. So does it still retain the bracha of Hamoitzi, or does it fall down to the category of Bari Minimizan? So the Brisa says it depends. Is Mansha Prusis Kayamois? If the chunks of bread are still intact, b'tchilu mevarach ala amoitzi, the side from varach ala gimel varach is birchas hamazon. Then a prusis kayama is, then you say beremini mizaynis, and you say ala michya. Fine, that's the rule. If you cook bread, t'chon of afor, I made bread out of the chitim, I made flour out of it, I mixed the flour with water, I made bread. After making the bread, then ubishlo, san lechem avushol, sometimes you say amoitzi, sometimes mizaynis. And the key to determine when does it remain amoitz and when is it mizanis is whether prus is kayamis. How do you translate the word prus is kayamis? So Rashi claims that that's a machlekes amaroyim anomid base. Rashi learns that that's the machlekes between Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes on lamid zayin amid base. Omer Rav Yosef, that's about 20 lines from the top. Hai chavitzo de is be pirurin kazayis. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, wait a minute, what do you mean Rav Yosef is telling us the rule? But it says in the Braisa what the rule is. It depends whether Prus is Kayamas or not Prus is Kayamas. Tosfos says, no. Rashi learns that's what Rav Yosef is interpreting the Braisa. When it says, Bizmancha Prus is Kayamas, that's what it means. A Prus is Kayamas Kazayas. When I made the matzah bride, or I made the French toast, that I cut up the matzah or the bread to the extent that the particles that I'm cooking, the particles of bread, if you have matzah mill, if you have matzah, it's hamoitzi. If you have matzah mill, it's also hamoitzi. If you have bread, it's hamoitzi. If you have bread crumbs, I have a box of bread crumbs in order to throw the bread crumbs on the chicken when I'm going to make southern fried chicken. So I have a container, a parag of bread crumbs to use on chicken. So what if I decide I want to eat the bread crumbs the way they are? So Tosfos says breadcrumbs are hamoitzi, like matzah mel is hamoitzi. It became hamoitzi, it remains hamoitzi. The only time it's going to change is if I'm going to cook it. We'll soon get to more changes. So if I cook it, so then Rashi learns, Rabbi Yosef is learning pshat in this Tosefta and Amud Aleph, is mancha prusis kayamas kazayis, if at the time that I did the bishul, when I was frying the French toast or frying the matzah bry, if the pieces of bread are matzah have a volume of a kazayis in them, so it retains the bracha of amoitz. En aprusis kayamis kazayis. That's what Rav Yosef learns. If at the time of the cooking it didn't have a kazayis, then it loses. If you wouldn't have cooked it, would remain amoitz. And breadcrumbs is amoitz. But if I took the breadcrumbs, which are less than a kazayis, and I cooked them, then it becomes bara minim zanis. Then it's no longer amoitz. And this is a suffix in Achreinim. What if I took matzah mill, which is hamoitzi. Matzah starts off hamoitzi. I made matzah mill, that's still hamoitzi. But then I'm going to cook it. I'm going to make knedlach. So each particle of matzah mill is less than a kazayis. But I make big fat knedlach that are bigger than a kazayis. Is that called prusis kayamis? At the time that I do the bishul, I take matzah mill and I mix it with oil and with eggs and the whole thing. And I make a knedl. And then I cook the knedl in the soup. After having baked the matzah, I made the matzah into matzah mel. Now I cook it afterwards. So the sachakol, the knedel is gigantic. This ball of a knedel has a kazayis. But each particle doesn't have a kazayis. So the shari tshuva next to the behetev raises that suffix. So he thinks they should only eat knedelach in the middle of the meal. Because it's a sveker adina, whether it's hamoitzi or it's bari minim zayis. Usually we do eat knedelach in the middle of the meal. But let's say you didn't. Let's say you had usually only eat kneidlich if you have soup, and soup you usually eat in the middle of a meal. Let's say a person has soup and he eats a kneidl not in the middle of the meal. Is it mezainus or is it hamoitz? The pashta says that it's mezainus. Pashta says that since each particle is less than a gazayis, what does it help that altogether has a gazayis? But the Shari Tshuva quotes Achrayim, who raised that as a suffix within the way Rashi says.
That was matzah bread. You take a matzah and you crumple it up, and then you have to make a matzah on it, each piece of it.
Yeah, you broke up the matzah to pieces less than a gazayis. Right, and then you fry it together, and the egg is holding it all together. So when you hold the chunk really has more than a kazayis, but each piece had less than a kazayis. That's the suffix of the Shari Tshuva. Yeah, that's the pashta says that Kneid Lacharo is mezainus. But he raises a possibility, maybe it's hamotzi.
You know the word the ancestors of your son comes back to be hamotzi?
It comes back to be hamotzi. The Gemara says if you cooked it and it went down to be mezainus, but then you take it and you bake it all together, then it'll become back again hamotzi. I think so. Yerusha means I baked it again. How does Rashi translate v'she'irson? V'shechazav v'giblan yachav v'chazav afon. That's how Rashi says. He took all the particles together after cooking. First they made bread. And then he cooked it less than a kazayis. So it lost its hamotzi. Then chazav v'giblan yachad v'chazav afon. Then he baked it all over again. Baked it all over again, so it's a new story. Panam chadosha. So mikan al habot becomes hamoitzi. Yeah, that's how Rashi says. So that's how Rashi learns the machlokes, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. And on the base, Tosis is explaining Rashi. Rashi learns that's the machlokes hamoraim, how to read the braisa. When the braisa says, Adaman Aleph, tchonav afo, if you take the chitim and you grind it up and you make wheat out of it, then from the wheat, flour. You made wheat flour out of it. Then you take the wheat flour, you made bread out of it, tchonav afo. And then I took this bread that started off as hamoitzi, ubishla, I cooked it. So does it retain the brach of hamoitzi? Does it fall down to mezonos? So it depends. Zman shapurus is kayamos, then it's hamoitzi. Ena purus kayamos is not. So Rav Yosef learns it on the base. Purus kayamos means gazayis. Does that pshat fit into the Tosefta? So the Tosefta says, yeah, it's a great pshat. V'chem forish nami v'yushami. So the top Tosefta says, there's a Yerushalmi like that. The Achrayim say they're not so convinced that that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. They think the Yerushalmi on the opening Mishnah, they think the Yerushalmi is a different thing. The Keren Ora and the Fein Naim in the back. When they were printing the Vilna Shas in Vilna, I was just in Vilna this summer. The building is still there, where the Achim Alman Aram used to print. The building is still there. When Vilna was under the communists, so they told us, our tour guide told us that the communists used that building Nebuch to print their communist propaganda. And now there's nobody there to use it for Svarim, but it's a gigantic, now it's a warehouse, storage house. So when they were printing the Vilna Shas, so this the one who wrote the Feinheim happened to be visiting in Vilna. He didn't live in Vilna, he happened to be there. So the publisher asked him if he has any chidushim, we'll put it in the back of the Gemara. He was a recognized Talmid Chacham. So he said, which mesichta are you printing? So each time they said they printed this mesichta, they said, I'll write up something. They sat and he wrote 1, 2, 3. He wrote all the Maram Kamas on the spot. It's not that this was his lifetime work. His lifetime work was he wrote a commentary on Yerushalmi. That's what he sat and wrote. And these Maram Kamas that he has in the back, he usually deals with Yerushalmis and Mechiltas and Sifros and Toseftas. How does it compare? What the Gemara quotes from the... When the Gemara quotes something from the Tanaim, how does it compare to what it says in the Yerushalmi? So he wrote this just on the spur of the moment, all of these. Interesting. He had a photographic mind, needless to say. He had a photographic mind. Rav Kook said he met him in Vilna, when he was staying in Vilna for a while. And he says he remembers that year that he was in Vilna, Chanukah had 2 Shabbosim. In some shuls they say piyutim. So the first piyut is said every Shabbos Chanukah. The second piyut is only once every couple of years that there are 2 Shabbos Chanukah. So there weren't enough sidurim in the there weren't any sidurim in the shul. Nobody had a siddur that had the piyutim. So this the one who wrote the feinaim happened to be there. So he said, I'll say it by heart and everybody should say word for word after me. He had a photographic memory. So that's why he was able to write all these Maamar Kamas. So he's also not happy with this thesis. Kevin Ur is not happy, and if Einaim and others, the Rebbevel is not happy with this. They think that the Yerushalmi doesn't say what Tosfos is shoving down their throat. The Yerushalmi says something about Kazayis, not Kazayis. He says, we know that there is, the Beis Yosef quotes him up like the Rashbon, the Raivit. The Yisei HaMoitzi, if you eat a crumb of bread. So we say, of course you do. Tosfos says on breadcrumbs and on matzamel, of course you say HaMoitzi, unless you made cookies, unless you did something else with it later on. But on breadcrumbs, you do say Amoitzi. So the Raibit holds not so. The Raibit says, you only say Amoitzi. It only has the Hashivas to say Amoitzi. Really, it should have been Baruch Pri Ha'adama. Chutz Men Apash, Mevarach Malav Hamoitzi. That super bracha, that supersedes the bracha Baruch Pri Ha'adama, only was instituted if he's eating a kazayas of bread. If he's eating less than a kazayas, you don't say Amoitzi. And the Rashba disagrees with the Rashba, quotes the Raibit in the Tshuva. And he disagrees with the Raibit. He holds that even if he's eating less than a kazayas, he's still say Amoitzi. So these Gedolim Taina, that's the Machlekes in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has a Machlekes right on the opening Mishnah. It says, Chutz Men Apas, Shemivach Malav HaMoitzi. So the simple reading of the Yerushalmi is there's a Machlekes. What if the piece of bread that you're eating is smaller than a Kazayis? Does it still retain the Brach of HaMoitzi or not? Taisa does not read the Yerushalmi like that. Taisa somehow understood Yerushalmi that they're talking about Pashen is Bashlo. That's what they say. All Yerushalmi doesn't start talk about cooking it. This is only Yerushalmi is talking about pas that you cook, and it says has to prusis kayamis kazayis, like Rabbi Yosef said. So Tosfos learns that Rashi holds a machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Rav Sheshes is how do you translate the words in the Tosefta Perek Dalet that were quoted on Amud Aleph. Tchon of afal bishlo is man shaprusis kayamis, it retains hamoitzi. Is man shein aprusis kayamis, it loses hamoitzi. Rav Yosef learns Prusis Kayamis has to do with the volume. Does it have a kazayas? And Rav Sheshes disagrees that even if it has less than a kazayas, it's still called Prusis Kayamis if it still retains Teresa and Ahama, if it still looks like bread. But because you soaked it in water or you mixed it with other liquids, so it doesn't look like bread anymore, so then it's not called Prusis Kayamis. So that's what some of the Tosfos in Menachah is. This whole Gemara, the whole Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, lock, stock, and barrel from the beginning to the end, the whole thing appears in Menachah, Stafayin Amid Beis. That's where the Keren Ora is. There's very little Keren Ora on Brochas. Keren Ora mostly wrote on Kutchin. And he wrote on Nozir and on Adorim, because Nozir is also a lot Kutchin, and Adorim is a little bit Kutchin. So his Svarim are mainly on Kutchin. Very little on non-Kutchin. So this whole Sugi he discusses there in Menachah, Stafayin Amid Beis. So the Tosfos there in Hamad Beis and Menachos has another kasha against Rashi. Rav Sheshes disagrees with Rav Yosef, and he says Afagav de Lesle Pirun Kazayis. He still says Hamoitzi Amarove, but that's only provided Dikalei Teresin and Ham. Only provided that it looks like bread. So the Rishonim ask a kasha: if Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes Machloikis is how to interpret the lashon of the Brisa and Amud Aleph, the Tosefta, they're both looking at the Tosefta. And they're arguing, how do you translate Bizman Shah Prusis Kayamas? Rav Yosef understands Prusis Kayamas, they have the volume of Kazayas. Rav Sheshes says, no, that's not what it means. So what does it mean? Teresa and Ahama. So what does Rabbi come and discover in America? Behu Dika Teresa and Ahama. Avada, there has to be Pshat. Rabbi writes it as if it's a new condition. The Hechreach, that has to be the Pshat. How then is he reading the Braisa? The whole Machleg is Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes is, how do you translate Bizman Shah Prusis Kayamis? So whereas Rav Yosef says Prusis Kayamis means in volume, does it have a Kazayas? So Rav Sheshes gives a different interpretation. What's the different interpretation? It means to reset in the Hamel. So Rav says it as if it's an afterthought. Rav is adding on, but it's only provided. About it. That's no other way. The Bryce is saying some condition. Depends whether the din, whether mezainus versus amoitz, it depends whether prus kayamis or not. So if not going to say prus kayamis means in volume of kazayis, you got to substitute another pshat. So you have to say teresa dinam or something similar. So why does the Gemara present it as if it's Rav is adding on a condition? That has to be Rav Sheshes from day number one. He has to say like that if he's commenting on the brass. So that's why Tosfos is not happy with Rashi's pshat. So Tosfos says the case that Rashi is talking about. You have bread that you bake bread and it starts off as hamoitzi. And then you cook it. Does it retain hamoitzi or does it lose hamoitzi? So Rashi learned that, some machlekes, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. And according to the way Rashi presents it, Rav Sheshi should win. The din should be that you're going to say Hamoitzi, even if it doesn't have a Kazayis, provided it has Teresa and Amo. So Rav Sheshi says, no, that's not true. In that case, that's what the Braisa is talking about, and there's no machlekes how to read the Braisa. As Mansha Prusis Kayamis means Prusis Kayamis Kazayis. There's no machlekes. And Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshi are fighting about a different case. They're not going back on the Tosefta. If they're going back on the Tosefta, they should have used the words. My Prusis Kayamas, Rav Yosef Amar Kazayis, Rav Sheshes Amar Teresa and Ahama. No one's talking about Prusis Kayamas. Prusis Kayamas means the volume of a Kazayis, and there never was a Machlekes. About Lechem Avushal, Rashi learns a Machlekes, Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes says there never was a Machlekes. The Tosefta and Amar Aleph tells you it depends Kazayis. The case on the base, totally different case. What is the case? Chavitza. What does the word Chavitza mean? So Tosis refers you, there is a Gemara, the last line in the top Tosis on Lamed Zayin on the base. So on the side, on the margin, they write, looking bob metziah tzadik tes on the base. The Gemara talks about Chavitza de Tamre. Chavitza de Tamre, what are tamarim, are dates. The guy took a whole bunch of dates. Dates are very juicy, and they ooze out the juice. So if you take 5 dates and you stick them together, they'll hold together. Because of the juice that oozes out, it's going to be all sticky on the surface. When you eat raisins with your fingers get sticky, so you have to wash it off later on. Unless you don't care about making greasy stains on all the svarim on your clothes. But your fingers are going to be greasy. So that's called chavitza de tamrei. Chavitza means things that stick together. So tamarim stick together because of the juice that oozed out. And raisins stick together. Usually you don't pick out one raisin. The raisins all stick together. You can separate them. It's not so difficult to separate. But the raisins stick together. That's called chavitza of anovim. A chavitza of, what do you call raisins? Tzimukim. So that would be a chavitza of tzimukim. A chavitza of tamarim is dates. And a chavitza of lechem means I have crumbs, breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs are hamoitzi. They started off as bread, it's hamoitzi, it remains hamoitzi. But if you took the little crumbs and you mixed in a little mashke, a little shemen, a little cholov, morok, Tosis says, ayde morok is a little soup, ayde cholov, ayde shemen something, and now they stick together. So that's the machlekes in the Gemara. Does that lose the bracha or not? Does that lose the bracha? Unrelated to any Tosefta Amaral, a new machlekes. So there we would paskin like Rav Sheshes. And that machlekes would be paskin like Rav Sheshes. But the way Rashi learns that the machlekes is lechem mevushal, Tosis says that's not true. Lechem mevushal is a Tosefta Amaral, and the din is the way Rashi read. The way Rashi understood Rav Yosef, that's what the Tosefta says. No two ways about it. Prusis Kayamis means in volume of a kazai. And the machlekes on Amid Beis has nothing to do with any Tosefta. So it's problematic. How do you read the Hemshech HaGemara? That's what very problematic. So we'll go Menakala LaKovid. There were certain parts of Amid Beis that we did understand a little bit, also not too much. Certain parts we did understand, other parts we didn't understand. So the Gemara quotes over here Atosefto. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Mino Amin Olo. How do I know that I'm right? That Chavitza, whether it's Mezainis or Amoitz, it depends, Prusis, Kayamis, Kazayis, Titania. Hayomina Makris, it says on the side, Shom means this rice is quoted in the Menachas Dafayin Hemebeis. So the Kerenor of Menachas was kind enough to mish for us. He looked, he researched, he didn't have a computer and he found it on his own. And he said it's a Tasefta and Brachas. So he points out, Tasefta and Brachas, I think, Perikei. So the Tasefta has the whole story. When you're about to eat it, then you say Amotzi Lechem in Ha'oretz, and then you say another bracha. Amotzi Lechem Ha'oretz is the Birchas HaNehenin. Then you say Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushos Shalah Aron V'Tzivanu Al Achilas Menachas. The Rambam has like that. The Gemara has in Saita when the Kohanim Duchen they say Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushos Shalah Aron V'Tzivanu Al Birchas Hamisol B'Yahavo. So the Rambam on the last page, Mamish next to the last halach in Hilchas Trumas, writes when a kohen is about to eat truma, so he should first say Baruch Pi Agafena, Baruch Mi Mezainus, Hamotzi, whatever happens to be. Is it wine? Is it vegetables? Or adama? Is it cookies? Is Mezainus? Is it bread? Is Hamotzi? First you say Birchas Hanehenin, then you say Birchas Hamitzvah, like on Pesach night. First you say Hamotzi, then you say Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvah Yisav Tzivanu Al Achilas Matzah. So whenever a kohen eats truma, first he says a Birchas Hanehenin. unless he's eating in the middle of the meal, so it's covered with hamotzi. But if he's eating it not in the middle of the meal, it's wine even in the middle of the meal, it's a bracha. Then they say, Asher kedushanu b'kedushos shalav and tzivanu al achilas truma. And then he eats it. So here it says also, the kohen is about to eat it, it says that he says hamotzi. He has to say another bracha also, the bichas hamitzvah in addition. This is a mitzvah to eat perishvies. Who's saying shachyanu over here? Who's saying Shachyanu? So that's unclear. So Rashi suggests the Yisrael who's bringing a mincha should say Shachyanu. Why? Every day of the year I live in Yerushalayim. Every day I walk into the Beis Hamikdash, I give him $2 and I say, bring a mincha on my behalf. Not so expensive, $2 every day. He's not going to go broke on that. Say every day he says Shachyanu. I put on tefillin every day. He says Shachyanu every day. He says Shachyanu on the Tilos Lulav. He haven't shaken a lulav in almost a year. He says Shachyanu Mikra Megillah. He says Shachyanu Tkiyah Shofar. A mitzvah that's bomb is man is man. You're all excited about. We don't know why the Balamor is not sure why you don't say Shachyanu on Sfiras Omer. We haven't counted Sfiras since last year. So why don't we say Shachyanu the first night that we count Sfiras Omer? So he gives suggestions on that. But basically, you should say, what's on Pesach night? We haven't eaten matzah since last year. How come we don't say Shechyanu al achilos by the matzah? Some of the answer is, he says Shechyanu over the Kiddush. So Shechyanu on the Kiddush covers the matzah also, like on Leil Sukkot, we say Shechyanu. And the Shechyanu covers three things. Shechyanu covers Yontif. You have to say Shechyanu on Yom Kippur. You say Shechyanu on Rosh Hashanah. Every Yontif you say Shechyanu. On the Simchas Hayom. And the Simchas Yantav, he says, like a Bichas HaMitzvah and a Mitzvah of Simcha. He says, Shechyanu, I'm Rafila Bashuk. It's not really part of the Kiddush. He says, Shechyanu, why are you walking in the street? So the Shechyanu has three roles on the first night of Sukkot. It has three different aspects. One is the Shechyanu on the Kedusha Sayyayim, on the Simcha Kedusha Sayyayim. Second Shechyanu is, I built the Sukkah. What's the din? Abayna Bayis Chadosh. Has to say Shechyanu. If he didn't say Shechyanu when they finished building the house, he says Shechyanu when he moves in. So that's only if he has a bais chashuv. What if he built a little doghouse? So he's so excited. When you buy begodim chadash, you say shachyan. When you buy socks, when you buy underwear, you also say shachyan. Only when you buy a begad chashuv. So the Gemara considers, a sukkah is considered a bais chashuv. Make a doghouse, you buy a doghouse, you don't say shachyan. You buy a little house for children to play, a little toy house, so you don't say shachyan. But if you build a sukkah, then you say shachyan, because you're going to use it as a mitzvah. The Gemara says, she really says Shachyanu when you build the sukkah. But the Gemara says, we save the Shachyanu until we sit in the sukkah. And then you say Shachyanu because we haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'sukkah since almost a year ago, since last sukkah. So the Shachyanu that you say, Leil Yontef, really covers all three. And that's what some of the poskim have a whole discussion. What if the first night of Yontef he was invited out to eat by other people? And he said Kiddush and he said Shachyanu. He was a guest by someone else. So the Shachyanu goes on the Yontif. Shachyanu goes on the Yeshiva Sukkah. He hasn't sat in Sukkah for a year. Shachyanu can't go on the construction of the Sukkah. He's not eating in his Sukkah. He's eating by the friends. So tomorrow morning when he comes to eat in his own Sukkah, so then he should say Shachyanu. Funny, he already said Shachyanu last night. But that Shachyanu, since he was eating in someone else's Sukkah, only covered two out of the three aspects. And he didn't say Shachyanu when he constructed the sukkah. So the first time he eats in his own sukkah, he has to say Shachyanu over the Asiyas HaSukkah, like Akoneh Bayis Chodesh, Abayna Bayis Chodesh, says Shachyanu. That's what the Paschim talk about, the three aspects of the Shachyanu on the first night of Sukkot. So that's the Shaila here. Who's saying the Shachyanu and why? So Rashi writes, the Yisrael, who's donating the mincha, says Shachyanu, not the Kohen HaMakriv. Yisrael oimid HaMakriv Menachah and the son of the Kohen HaMishachyanu im lehevi Menachah zeh yomim rabim. If he hasn't brought the mincha in a long time, if he just brought yesterday a mincha and the day before, every day comes in the Beis HaMikdash, he's so excited, he gives $2 and he says, bring me a carbon mincha, then you don't say Shachyanu every day. We don't say Shachyanu every day when we put on talis and tefillin. We don't get so excited if it's a mitzvah that you do every day. Maybe we should be excited, but we don't get so excited. The Rashi interprets, if the Balabas, if the Israel hasn't brought a mincha in a long time, then he says Shachyanu. That's the Shaila, how long is a long time? How long does it have to be that he should say Shachyanu? Taisus has Rashi there, Menachem says a different shot. Rashi Menachem says the one who's saying Shachion is not the Balabas who's bringing the Mincha, the one who's saying who's donating the Mincha, the one who says Shachion is the Kohen. And why should the Kohen say Shachion? So Rashi writes, it's the first time in his life that he ever brought, that he ever did a Hakrabas Hakorban. So according to that Rashi, it's interesting, the first time in your life that you perform any mitzvah, you got to say Shachion. So let's say a child, the first time in his life that he puts on tefillin, he says Shei Shachion. Someone goes to Eretz Yisrael and they give you some tevel, say Mafis Trumas and Maisvis. So they say Hashem Kedushanu B'mitzvah Yisrael Tzimah Alaf Rosh Trumas. So the first time in your life you should say Shachion. First time in your life that you do Kisui Hadam, so you should say Shachion. That's what it says in the Ramah, in Hilchus Kisui Hadam. The first time in the life that you perform a mitzvah, you say Shachion. So there's a long shach there, and he quotes, well, it's a big machlokes of Rishonim. But many say we should paskin, they're questionable. Many say we should paskin like that Ramah, and Simon Chav Ches, and Simon of Kisui Hadam, based on these Rishonim, that the first time in your life, some women have the practice, after they get married, so the first time they bench lich, when they were single, their mother bench lich. Or they visited by someone else at the Balabasta benches lich. The first time in their life that they light candles on their own, so they say Shachyan, first time in your life. They have, when the Gerer Rebbe visited Eretz Yisrael before the war, the Imre Emes, I think it was. When the Gerer Rebbe visited Eretz Yisrael, so they brought him Tevel, that he should have the schluss of being Mafresh Shumas and Mises. So Rav Kook told him, you have to say Shachyan, the first time in your life that you're being mafresh to Musa Mises. So he said, if you say so, you're the boss. You're the Mar the Hasran. So he said, Shachyana.
It's also the only time, not because the Kohen brings the Mincha only once in Israel. He never repeats it again. It's just...
Mina Minchas Chinuch. That's a different thing. Minchas Chinuch means the first... Before a Kohen is allowed to do Avodah, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. Yeah, that's a Shaila. What if a Kohen did Avodah without having brought a Minchas Chinuch? So there's a Beferish Sifra, and there are two girsas where the Sifra says it's kosher or it's not kosher. The Rishonim had two different girsas there. But the Tanoim had a position on the matter, just not sure what the position was. Yeah. So that's a different thing. That's a different thing.
How could this be the first korban that the Kohen bring? It's a mincha for Israel.
Mm-hmm. I mean, his Minchas Chinuch should have been the first. Maybe he didn't. Minchas Chinuch, I don't think he has to be makrovit. He pays $2 and he tells someone else, bring a Minchas Chinuch for me.
So he wouldn't get to say Shachyanu.
Rashi says, the Balabas says Shachyanu when he gives the Mincha to the Kohen. The Kohen is going to do the Avodah. So Rashi says, the Balabas gets the mitzvah of having a Mincha Kareh for him. So Rashi says, the Balabas says Shachyanu. I don't know. it's a problematic Shachyanu over here.
Didn't we reason that for
the Achrayim say why on the side of the Yeridei is somebody the Arab Ram or the someone else on the side, I forgot what he said. Oh, the Tzvila Tzadik says. Why doesn't the child say Shachyanu the first time he puts on tefillin? So he says because usually he puts on tefillin before his bar mitzvah. So when he's a katan, doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? We're not sure. And when he's a gadol, the first time he puts on tefillin after his bar mitzvah, he's already been putting on tefillin for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, or whatever it is. Why doesn't the katan say Shachyanu when the first time he puts on tefillin? It's very unclear.
When
the Gadol is the first time he's doing the mitzvah, the fact that he put on tefillin was a kohen, that was not a mitzvah.
Yeah.
The Shachyanu is for the mitzvah, not for the pruva panacha. The Chari, the kohen, has the kima mitzvah, but Torah seinu mitzvah v'yaisa. So he did the mitzvah before. So why shouldn't he say Shachyanu b'katnuso? He doesn't explain that. The Tzvila Asari doesn't explain. I'm not sure. So here's a question: who's saying Shachyanu over here? Who is saying the Shachyon? So the Keren Oira, there in Menachas Dafayin Hey, Keren Oira says, I looked in the Tosefta and Brachas and Perkei, where this Brisa originates from, and he says he reads the simple reading of the Tosefta that it goes that the farmers or the pilgrims, everybody comes to the Oila Regal on Shalosh Regalim, when they enter Yerushalayim, they say Shachyon. Shachyon, v'kimanu v'gyanu l'azman hazeh, they arrived. and they're in the process of fulfilling the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel is not just to walk into Yerushalayim. You have to appear in the Azor and bring an Oilus Riyah. So he says, when they walk into Yerushalayim, he says that's the way he reads it to Sefta. Means when the Balabas enters Yerushalayim, because he arrived and he's in the middle of fulfilling the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. It's a little vague, but he says none of the Rishonim say that pshat. The Rishonim say differently. So what does Tosis have a pshat? Tosis says, we say Shachyana on a mitzvah abom mizman lezman. Tkiya Shofar is once a year, every year. There's a Shachyana on Yontif. There are different kinds of Shachyana. Shachyana, Hakone Kelim Chadoshim, Hakone Bais Chadosh, also Bais Chadosh. Like we said, the first night of Sukkot, the Shachyana that we say in the Kiddush has three Kiyumim. It's on the Yontif, and it's on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, which we haven't fulfilled in almost a year, and it's on Oysa Bais Chadosh Liatzma, Bais Choshuv, that he's going to use to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. So Tosis claims that when there's a mitzvah, bom, Mizman Lezman, then you say Shachyana. Why isn't Tosis prepared to say the first time in your life you do a mitzvah, you say Shachyana Veisach Nisht? They don't like that. It has to be Dafka, bom, Mizman Lezman. Bom, Mizman Lezman, there's excitement, so the first time in your life there's more excitement, no? I don't know. So Tosis says, the Kohen who's Makriv is saying Shachyana, and the Kohen is Makriv hasn't brought Karbonis in 24 weeks. Because every 24 weeks, each Mishma comes back again. So that's, even though it's twice a year, it doesn't have to be once a year. It's not like Bikra and Megillah, haven't heard the Megillah since last year. Haven't sat in Sukkah in almost a year. And so on. Haven't listened to Tekiah Shofar in a year. It doesn't have to be a year. If it's 24 weeks, it's also good enough. 24 weeks is also good enough. So there's a Diyun in the Beis Yosef. You say Shachyana when you have a Pri Chodosh. So the Gemara says the Shachyana of the Pri Chodosh is not that you're so excited about eating the Pri Chodosh, even if you're allergic to it, even if you can't stand it. You still say Shachyana not even when you eat it, when you see it, Bashuk. When you're walking in the street, it doesn't even belong to you. I see that they're selling spinach in the store, so they're selling potatoes or whatever, something new. And it's a new season, so I realize that I have survived another year to the new potato season, the new tomato season, the cherry season, the watermelon season, whatever. So I recite Shachyanu v'Higyanu v'Higyanu l'Azman Hazeh. I'm excited that I have survived till a new season. Even if I'm not eating the food. Our meaning is that we only say Shachyanu if you eat it, but Mi'ikar Adin the Gemara, you say Shachyanu when you see it Bashuk. So that's what we mentioned. When the Netziv was a teenager and he completed writing his chibur on the Shiltas, so the last essay that he writes is, now that he finished the whole sefer, he wonders whether one says Shachyana. When you finish writing a sefer, do you say Shachyana? So he's going to run through Shas to see when does it say in the Gemara that you say Shachyana. He starts collecting all the Gemaras and he starts collecting everything in Shulchan Aruch to determine when you say Shachyana. So he talks about the Shachyana of Pri Chodosh. The Gemara says in Erevin Adaf Mem, Shachyana Pri Chodesh is only Rishus. It's not an obligation. You're not obligated to say Shachyana. What's the nature of the Shachyana of Pri Chodesh? That you say the Shachyana? So he points out, it's a Shachyana on the Hagoas Azman. That the person, by seeing that they're selling watermelons in the store, or they're selling cherries or strawberries or whatever, they don't sell strawberries all year long. So he realizes that he's still alive. He's happy about the fact. He survived to see another cherry season, another watermelon season, and so on. So that's what the Ramor writes in Shulchan Aruch, that the minig is that we avoid reciting Shachyanu in the 3 weeks. Why do you avoid reciting Shachyanu in the 3 weeks? An Oval is allowed to say Shachyanu. Oval says Shachyanu in the middle of Shiva. If a person is an Oinen, you're not allowed to say any bracha. The only bracha he says is Dain Ha'emes. When he hears that a relative died, he becomes an Oinen right away. The only bracha he's allowed to say is Dain Ha'emes. But after the Kvure, he says all the brachas, whatever. So if a rich uncle died, or a wealthy parent died, and he gets a fantastic Yerusha, so the Gemara says that he says Dain Ha'emes over the death of the relative, and he says, Shachyanu, Atayv Ameitev, over the Yerusha. He's going to share it with someone else. He says, Atayv Ameitev. He's going to get it all by himself. He says Shachyanu. So you see that one in Shiva is allowed to say Shachyanu, So what does the Rambam say in the middle of the 3 weeks? He's not allowed to say Shachyanu. The 3 weeks is less chomer than Shiva. Tisha B'Av is like Shiva. 3 weeks is like Yud Beis Chodesh. Of course he says Shachyanu and Yud Beis Chodesh. So the Magen Avraham asked that kasha, that the minig doesn't make any sense. How can the Rambam have a minig to avoid reciting Shachyanu in the 3 weeks if you're allowed to say Shachyanu, and Oval Mam, you're allowed to say Shachyanu in the middle of Shiva? So the Magen Avraham says no. The Shachyanu over a Pichodosh is over the Hagos Hazman. A lot of Shachyanu over the excitement of the apples. He's not excited. He sees Shachyanu is a Pichodosh, doesn't have to be a Bar Piyah. It could be a Bar Piyah Adama also. It could be a vegetable that he can't stand eating. He doesn't enjoy eating. It could be a trefa vegetable full of bugs that the religious Jews don't eat. Still, if you see that they're selling that food and that vegetable, so you realize that you've survived another season. It doesn't necessarily have to be a vegetable that you eat. So since that's a Shachyanu over the Hagos Hazman, and this Zman HaBein Amsorim was nikva by the Nevi'im as a bad Zman, as a sad Zman, so it doesn't make sense to say a Shachyanu over Hagos Hazman and this Zman. But let's say it would be a different Shachyanu. That's what the Netziv raised a question. Let's say a guy buys an automobile. So if he's married and his wife and his children are going to use it, so then you say a Toiva Meitiv. So Moshe Feinstein says there never was a meaning not to say a Toiva Meitiv in the 3 weeks, that's okay. But Moshe says if the guy is single, he's going to be the only one who's going to use the car and take girls out on a date. But basically it's his ishtamshes, not the girls' ishtamshes. So then you have to say Shachyanu over the car. So Moshe says you shouldn't buy the car in the 3 weeks because you've got to say Shachyanu. The meaning is you don't say Shachyanu. But the way the Magen Avraham said, Lachar, the meaning not to say Shachyanu is only over Pichodosh, because that's a Shachyanu on Hagos Hazman. I'm excited that I survived till this season. So I say Shachyanu Lazman Hazeh, and this is Zman that's not Mesugo for happy things to happen. This is the Zman HaBein Amtsar. But the Shachyanu over buying a new car, that's the Shachyanu over the excitement of the purchase. So why should you say you don't say that? That's like the Shachyanu over getting the $1 million Yerusha from the rich uncle, from the rich father. So why shouldn't he say that Shachyanu in the 3 weeks? Except that it says something about that. It's very unclear. Very unclear what he answers. So he says that in the 9 days you're not allowed to wash clothing. So if you're not allowed to wash clothing, so for sure you're not allowed to buy new clothing. You buy new clothing, that's like washing the old clothing. So that's why you're not allowed to buy a suit in the 9 days. Okay, so you don't say Shachyanu, I'm buying a suit. Don't buy a suit. What if I bought an automobile? You're going to tell me you're not allowed to buy an automobile? He doesn't, he fudges a little bit there. He doesn't explain. He shows the Magen Avraham that, why can't you say, how can you have a meaning not to recite Shachyanu? In the 3 weeks it doesn't make any sense. And he quotes the answer, it's a different kind of Shachyanu, so it shouldn't apply to the other Shachyanus of Kona Kelim Chadoshim. So see, he says something on that, that's a little problematic. So here the Beis Yosef, and that Simen Shulchan Aruch, you have a Pri, that's Mischadesh. So the Beis Yosef raises the question, what if this fruit has a season twice a year? It's not that there's one watermelon season the whole year, and there's one cherry season, and there's one potato season, and there's one spinach season. Whenever you see the new fruit, you say Shachyanu, once a year the season. What if you have a fruit that has a season twice a year? Do you say Shachyanu twice a year? Do you say Shachyanu once a year on this fruit? Or do you not say Shachyanu at all? How can you say Shachyanu? It's twice a year. So it doesn't get you so excited. So the Vilna Goin and the Magen Avraham, they're all Mitzayin in this Taisus. The Taisus of Gizak, that the Anshei Mishma say Shachyanu when they do the Avodah, because it's a mitzvah, Bam is man, this man. It's not the same as Shofar and Lulav and Sukkah, that it's from 1 year to the next. Or like Mikra Megillah, it's not like 1 year to the next. It's a half a year. Every half a year, you get it, every 24 weeks, you get a chance to do the Avodah, to do the mitzvah. So that's our mitzvah, Bam is man, this man. So it comes twice a year. And you say Shachyanu, so who are the Nami over here? He doesn't explain how many times he says Shachyanu. Do you say both times he says Shachyanu? Anshei Mishma. They say Shachyanu both times in the year, or sometimes three times a year, or they only say once a year. It's a mitzvah, bam, is man, is man, but you only say once a year. It doesn't say explicitly. So that's a diun in achreinim. The Mishnah Brura says you say both times. You say Shachyanu. And he quotes, he refers you to other achreinim, don't say like that. So this is a question, is this a proper tzushtel? You have a fruit that's mischadesh twice a year, but Yosef is not sure whether you should say Shachyanu. or not. So achrayim shteltzu, a mitzvah that comes twice a year. It's a different kind of shachyanu. One is a shachyanu on the excitement of the mitzvah. But if you do a mitzvah every day, talis and tefillin, so you don't say shachyanu every day. You don't say shachyanu once a year. What do you say? Every Rosh Hashanah you should say shachyanu on the talis. And every time Gedalia, once a year, you should say shachyanu on the tefillin. We don't, because we do the mitzvah every day. So here Tais is talking about a mitzvah that's bom, mizman, mizman, twice a year. So you say shachyanu. They don't say how many times. You say shachyanu the first time you do the avodah in the course of the year, or both times you do the avodah. And then is this the same as a pri that's mischadesh twice a year? That's a different kind of shachyanu. That's a shachyanu on agos hazman. This is the shachyanu on the mitzvah. So what do they put together? It's not such a deep, not such a profound distinction. It's a very superficial, very simple distinction. What are they mixing together? Kasha Mekmon, yes.
If he was the first one to come, if he was the Rishon, maybe that's likely to happen twice a year as well. It's not just that he requires the Torah to say every Torah, so if he's the first person who's makrav, then he gets a chance. Yeah, that's a very striking lesson. I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean? He's the Rishon, the Hakrabim Mishmartai, and all the other Kohanim do not say Shachyanu.
The Kohanim have a chance twice a year to bring Karbanas. So I thought, every Kohen, the first Avodah that he does, he says, Shechana Taisa says, no. The first Kohen in the whole Mishmar, the Kohen Ha'emed L'Hakrav Rishon B'Mishmarta, he's the first one. And all the other Kohanim don't say Shachyanu. That's what Taisa sounds like. Where'd they get that from? Rishon B'Mishmarta. I'm not sure what, where they got that from. I don't know. Problematic. The Shachyanu is problematic over here. First time. First time you do a mitzvah.
The first time you do a mitzvah, and Rebbe said that we don't say the Shevchenu on the Romo.
The Pashtus is like that, but that's Rav Kook said that you do. I know. The Ger Rebbe said to Rav Kook, you're the more das, and so I'll follow you. He told him to say Shevchenu. That's how it says now in all the Svarim. They all quote. They left out Rav Kook. They say, that's the halacha. The first time in your life, you're mafish chumus and mitzvah, you say Shevchenu. They don't quote that there's any beef. And they could bow like that. I don't know. Okay. We're supposed to go on an Erev tour. Whoever wants to know the secrets of the Erev, the 2A Reuben in Washington Heights, we're going to meet downstairs at 3 o'clock. Okay.